Upstairs!
Scenes of panic on the outskirts of the Danish capital. People ran for their lives as shots were fired in the Fields shopping mall. Witnesses said people hid in shops, terrified, as a man walked round with a hunting rifle.
It's pure terror. This is awful, you know. You might wonder how a person could do this to other human beings, but it's beyond, you know, anything that's possible.
We didn't know what to do, so we ran, people were guiding us towards the exit sign, and then we ran up the roof and were stuck there for a while, and then people were panicking all over the place and people crying.
Armed officers were quickly on the scene, as were paramedics and firefighters. Police arrested a suspect in the immediate aftermath of the attack, describing him as a 22-year-old ethnic Dane and saying that several people had been killed. At around 1 a.m. local time, the streets around Field Shopping Centre were still blocked off as police held a press conference to update the number of dead and wounded. Police say the motive was unclear and would not rule out what they called an act of terrorism.
We have a situation where we have three dead. It's a man in his 40s and two young people.
The shopping centre's just across from a subway line connecting the city centre with the international airport. Tourists arriving into the country were held away from their hotels near Fields until late into the night. While a concert by pop star Harry Styles was at first given the go-ahead after organisers spoke with police, before eventually being cancelled. The suspect in Sunday's shooting will now face a judge for questioning on Monday. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Copenhagen.